Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 22, verses 13 through 15. Jesus Christ said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am everything. The first and the last. I am somebody you need to get to know. I am Jesus. I am God. Blessed are they that do his commandments. If you're doing God's commandments, you're blessed just by doing his commandments. That they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. By the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, I want to preach in your hearing, as the old folks, the old preachers used to say, the free state of glory, part 43, those within and those without. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would speak to our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the power of your Holy Word. Lord, not for us to gain more knowledge, but because most of us have enough knowledge and it causes us to get puffed up. But something that will speak to our hearts, that we will change, we will confess our sins for real, and we will repent for real and turn from our sinful ways and turn to your wonderful, bright ways for your glory, praise, and honor, something that would draw us closer to you in communion. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the world divides people along many lines, the haves and the have-nots, the whites and the blacks, the browns and the yellows, the upper class and the lower class and the middle class, which is a sin, ought to be a sin to classify people that way. And on we could go. While the new heaven and the new earth will be a place of unity of all nations of believers and races of believers, ethnicities of believers, and tongues of believers, there will still be one huge division among humanity. Those who are within the New Jerusalem, and in the words of the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, I forget his name right now, Dr. Jeffress. in his new book on heaven, he talks about, he said, many people think we're going to be up on a cloud somewhere where heaven and being with God and with Jesus is going to take place largely right here on this earth, the New Jerusalem, and those who are without. You say, preacher, who are they who are within? First of all, those who have been blood bought by the precious blood of Christ, those who have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Those who have been born again, not perfect, not all what they should be, but because of the perfect shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who Andre Crouch said, in which Andre Crouch said, this blood shall never lose its power. They have been washed in the blood, the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. They have trusted Christ as Savior. They have repented of their sins. And they have believed on Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. They are the ones, and only they, are the ones within. You say, well, preacher, who are those without? Well, we're going to deal with this a little bit more next week. But the Bible talks about here, for without are dogs. I'm trying to get Harvey Weinstein saved, born again. But he and a long list of others, both black and white, of men, we have prided ourselves in being called dogs, because many men are dogs. Obviously, we're not talking about a dog like my little dog, Sal. We're talking about doggish men who act like dogs. And women, doggettes as well. We're talking about those without. Now, Dr. Jeffress says, and many other theologians believe, since we are going to do much of our heavenly life right here on earth with the New Jerusalem, etc., that my little dog, Sal, will be with us in heaven. And maybe my little dog, Horse. You said you had a dog named Horse? I said, yes, we had a dog named Horse. He said, how did he get that name? Well, it was five of them, four of them in the litter, and he was the fattest one. And back in those days, the most popular show on television was Bonanza or Ponderosa, and there was a fat one on this cowboy show that even I forced myself to watch, and his name was Horse. And my little dog, a little Irish terrier, no, a wonderful dog like my dog Sal, we called her Horse, a him Horse, after the man on that show. H-O-R-S-E. We call a dog named Horse. I ought to write a book titled A Dog Named Horse. A good dog. So Dr. Jeffress believes, as many theologians believe, that animals, our animals, will be in heaven with us. I don't doubt it. I'm not going to go along with everything they say on that, but I don't doubt it because I know how good God is. I know how God will surprise you with little blessings in your life, even on earth, that you thought you'd never see again. But in his mercy and grace, he kind of says to you, Daniel, I know you like that, so there you go. Do I have a witness? Somebody. God will do that for you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, without our dogs, without our sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, who live by the astrology signs that's in the paper, who really take seriously the little fortune cookie paper that some joker wrote on, and now you're ruling your life by it. How many folks have been tricked in the marriage by cracking open a cookie at a Chinese food dinner, and it says you ought to marry the one across from you, and the marriage was a total hell from the beginning. Don't go by any words except for the word of God. Amen, somebody. So without our dogs, within our saints, born again ones, washed in the blood of the Lamb, without our sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, you don't trust in God. You stick pins in little doll heads. Or you trust in those who do. You go and see the Witch of Endor. You go to the California network of witches and psychics and get a reading, a statement, and think that that is something good. And you're dabbling into some wicked, evil garbage that can take your soul to hell. And whoremongers, male and female, whoremongers, men and women who just run after sex with anybody and everybody, married and single, white and black, red and yellow, whoremongers are without. If Harvey and his fellow whores and whoremongers don't confess their sins and trust Christ as Savior, and repent, these whoremongers will be without. Let's not forget Bill Cosby. And he's worse than Harvey Weinstein. His whoremongering days have come to an end, I hope. But if he does not repent and trust Christ as Savior, he's going to be without. And let's not forget Mr. Weiner, messing with a 15-year-old, 16-year-old child in jail today. He'll be in hell tomorrow if he does not trust Christ as Savior. Whoremongers will be without, and murderers will be without. People who have physically killed somebody and hid the body, they think that they've gotten away with it, but you didn't. Murderers will be without. Those of you who murdered people with your tongue, with your mouth, will be without. And idolaters will be without. Everybody who puts anything or anybody in front of God, worshiping people, worshiping men, worshiping women, worshiping things, will be without. Loveth and maketh a lie. You duping the light, devilish people who love to make lies and hide the truth and tell lies. You will be without telling your lies. And so, beloved, today Dr. Warren Wiersbe said, the contrast here is between those who do God's commandments because they have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. We all know we can't even begin to do a few of the commandments without Him. Without Jesus, without the power of the Holy Spirit, and into the city. And those who reject His word, reject Christ as Savior, and are excluded from the city, it is not likely that those who do His commandments are a special or elite group of saints. The phrase is similar to them that overcome and characterizes all the people of God. Obedience. Listen to me carefully. Obedience to God's word is a mark of true salvation. Do you have something on the inside of you that pulls you and pushes you, that causes you to strive to be obedient to God? Do you have something on the inside of you that makes you feel terrible, feel bad when you are even tempted to do evil, and certainly when you do evil? It's a pain that only saints understand. It is the pain of broken fellowship. It is the pain of grieving the Holy Spirit of God. How about that pain you get, that little check you get right before you getting ready to yield to a temptation or getting ready to say something that you know you ought not to say? There's a check in your spirit that comes. Where does that come from? It was not there before you got saved. Now you're bothered by an evil thought. You were not bothered by an evil thought before you got saved, man. You were wondering why you didn't have any evil thoughts when you were lost. Matter of fact, the quicker the thoughts came, the quicker the evil action came when you didn't know Jesus as Savior. That thing on the inside, His name, by the way, is the Holy Spirit of God, because you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. If something rises up in you that says, no, you ought not to do that, or you ought not to say that, or convicts you very, very heavily in your soul and spirit, after you have uttered something you know you should not have said, did something you should not have done, had an attitude about something you should not have had. Now you're talking about a born-again one. You're talking about a Christian. You're talking about somebody who's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen, somebody. Oh, yes. If you're not experiencing that, and sin does not bother you, evil thoughts don't bother you, evil temptations don't bother you, then I doubt very seriously if you've been born again. And you will stand without and not within. Those who are within the New Jerusalem have two qualities. First, they are those that do His commandments. That is, the commands of Jesus. The first one is to be born again. Those who are within are obedient to the Lord first, having obeyed His gospel by placing their trust in Him as their Savior. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Their belief and trust in Christ was evidenced by obedient actions throughout their life in this world. They were not perfect, but their life was characterized by obedience and faith. Amen, somebody. This is not something faked and pumped up and phony. This is not something I got to do it. It came out of them through Christ living inside of them by the power of the Holy Spirit in them. They did Jesus' commandments, and now they are blessed to enter the new world where they will be with Jesus forever. And they will not have any molesters or tempters there to hinder them from doing God's will. There'll be no more Judases there either, praise God. Amen, somebody. The second quality of those who are within is that they have a right to the tree of life. The tree of life is the other special tree that God placed in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. They spurned this tree in favor of the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God, in his mercy, cut them off from the tree of life, lest they eat of it and be condemned to live forever in their fallen state. In the new heaven and new earth, those who are within will have a right to eat of the tree of life. Oh, what a blessed time it will be. The word translated as right conveys that the tree falls within the jurisdiction of the saints. God no longer cuts off his creation from eternal life. Glory be to God. Instead, those who are within can enjoy eternal life freely because of what Jesus Christ did for us on that old tree called the old rugged cross so many years ago. Dear friend, do you know him? Have you been to the old tree, the old rugged cross, where Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, died on the cross for your sins, willingly, painfully shed his blood as the Lamb of God who takes away and who took away the sins of the world? Do you know him? Have you ever trusted him as your Savior? He died for your sins and for mine, was buried and rose again. And right now the Holy Spirit is calling some of you, speaking to some of your hearts. Right now some of you are listening to me in the far-flung corners of the earth. And you don't know why you're glued to that little cell phone, or glued to that laptop, or glued to that iPad. You don't even know why you're listening to this old bearded preacher that you've never seen before. But the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart right now because he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be within and not without. So, beloved, if you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to become one today. In the words of Tommy Steele, if not, why not? Same thing with Glendy Hamilton, if not, why not? Same thing with his brother, Andrew Hamilton, if you're not born again, why not? Get saved today. If not, why not? Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today and begin a life, I assure you, that you'll never get over. God does not want to see you condemned to remain outside the gate, the gates of heaven. He wants you on the inside. Make sure you are within by placing your faith and your trust, your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow me to show you how you can do that with understanding right now. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's laws. So have I. We all have, including the Pope and including the Protestant Pope, Billy Graham. All of us. And they'll tell you this themselves. At least I know Billy Graham would. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody. I may have done more than you. You may have done more than me, but we all have fallen short. And we don't want to fall short of the kingdom of God and be left out of the gates of heaven. That's just not smart. That's certainly not wise. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Hell is an awful place, and here are some of the people who will be in hell, left out, without the gates of heaven, found in Revelation 21:8. Some will be repeated. Some new ones are added, if you will. But the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because they are afraid of what their buddies might say, their peer pressure might say, or what even their family might say, and unbelieving. People who simply refuse to believe in God. And the abominable, mean, hateful, disgusting people who try to turn God's world upside down, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, includes men and women having sex with each other outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerer, another one repeated, and idolaters, and all liars. Now, this is the second time in this book some of these folks are mentioned. If you're a liar and you have not confessed your sins and repented and trusted Christ as Savior, you're going to hell. If you're a sorcerer, you're involved in sorcery and witchcraft and voodoo and Satanism, you're going to hell. All liars, all idolaters, mentioned twice. People who worship people and worship things. You don't worship God. You don't worship Jesus. You're going to hell. You're going to the lake of fire. You will be without, and you will not be within. They shall have their part, the Bible says, in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, my dear friend, but I have some good news for you if you want to hear it. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," his name is Jesus, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. You say, "Preacher, don't you get tired of preaching the gospel?" I never get tired of preaching something that never gets old. Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. This is good news. And all you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his precious blood on the cross for your sins as the Lamb of God, his pure and holy, untainted blood, was buried and then rose again by the power of God. And all you have to do is believe on him and pray and ask him to save you. Romans 10:9-13 says, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, how about it? Are you ready and willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to save your soul? I'll be more than willing to lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer, as Michael Lewis led me some 40 years ago. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, believing in your heart in none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Not church membership, not baptism, not shaking the preacher's hand, not giving money to the church, not doing good work, but simply putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will work all of those things out in your life as time goes on. Right now, all God wants you to do is believe on his Son, Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have broken some of your Ten Commandments. And I understand from your word that if I break some of them, I break the whole thing. And I understand also that because of my breaking of your laws and commandments, that I deserve hell just like a criminal deserves jail. So I pray that you would have mercy and grace upon my soul. Because of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and because I believe in him, please pardon my sins. Please forgive me of all of my sins. And help me to repent of my sins. Fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit and help me to turn from my wicked ways. And to humble myself before you, and to follow you for the remainder of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. And ladies and gentlemen, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me, and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, found in the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good is my prayer. Let's all stand.